The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, here's a question which is perplexing many. How do you get around those awkward conversations about COVID, especially coming up to the holidays? I'm joined by clinical psychotherapist Stephanie Regan to help us to explain our position to others who may not agree with us in certain situations. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, give us some examples of the kind of situations that can perplex.
Yes, I think it's just an interesting area because everybody is navigating this at the moment in some sort of way. Some, you know, for some it's greater and lesser. But, you know, there's a lot of situations like, for example, even myself recently, I was standing in a queue and people became very close to me and I was very aware of it. So if it's a stranger, you know, just in a queue coming kind of closer in a shop, people feel uncomfortable. And that's one example. There would be others like, say you're invited to a gathering, you know, it could be family or it could be just a social situation, you know, with people you're not connected to in that way, but you'd like to go, but you're not sure how safe it's going to be. You're not sure how they handle COVID. And you really want to check that out before you commit to it. And people are worried about, can they ask these questions? Can they have these conversations? I think another one is yes, go ahead.
Yeah, go on. No, I was going to say that the awkward one might be when you're having people to your home and you've been safe in your little bubble and now you've got people coming from outside who may not have done the same things as you.
That's right. And, you know, and we've all experienced that, the difficulty of letting somebody into your home. And here you are, you've you know, taken all this care all through the year and now you're in this position. So the point is, what can you ask? Is it okay? And how should you manage it? And I would have fairly strong views on it that, I mean, I think people find it awkward because they're afraid they're going to cause offence. They're afraid, perhaps if it's a stranger, that there's going to be conflict. They're afraid if it's a family member or a friend that they'll insult them or damage the relationship. So it's not unreasonable to be very careful with this, I think, and to think it out before you, as they say, step right in, because there is something at stake in terms of relationships.
Let's talk about the obvious one, the very evident one, where you know that someone in your greater circle who might be dropping into your bubble is a vaccine hesitant person who thinks that Bill Gates is behind the whole thing. It's a conspiracy. Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do? Well, I think at this stage, one thing that I would encourage people to think about is that you're not going to change people's minds at this stage. It's not your job to try and change their mind. That's one thing in terms of a personal relationship or indeed a stranger. I would step back on that. I wouldn't have that conversation. And I've had that situation myself around me in my own family. Like I think almost, well, 1 in 10, I think we know have that. So you have to deal with it. You have to decide this is a side of this person and something that they understand in a particular way, something you would never have known before COVID about them. And just remember, at the end of all this, relationships will still be important. So I would have a kind of a golden rule with anybody now who comes into the household, if you like, who is anti-vax or otherwise, no discussion. Don't want it. I know you say, how are we having the awkward conversations? Well, in close relations, I would say no discussing of it if you have gone to the point where you're going to have them in your home. And preceding that, I have to say, I have always gone along the line of the antigen tests. I think it's a really good thing. I think that people can feel some comfort with that, as we know, in the non-symptomatic, etc. So you're asking for something that makes you feel comfortable, but you're accepting that there are things you cannot change. And I think that is useful when you're dealing with a vaccine hesitant person or an anti-vax person at the moment.
So you're saying that you have made a rule in your house, if someone has all the skepticism, at least do an antigen test and be negative in that and you're welcome.
Yes. And well, you're reasonably welcome. I think it's difficult because I'm completely pro-vax in every way. But there are situations that I have had to deal with, and I think many other people have had to deal with, where somebody is very close, very important in your life, and you have to navigate that. So I just feel we all have to deal with that and we all have to manage that. So people have often said to me, but can you ask them, you know, even we've talked a lot about antigen tests in the last 2 weeks, but even 2 weeks before this, I would have felt, absolutely, if I respect your position and I can have to tolerate that, you have to tolerate me and my anxieties and my concerns about COVID. So I think that's, you know, at the extreme end of things, but there are many in between, Pat, as you know. You know, somebody, you're going out to a social event, someone has convened a social event, a dinner together in someone's house or whatever. Do you need, are you comfortable? And can you have a conversation that asks the question about what are the procedures? What's happening? What are people, you know, what steps are people taking? And one of the key things I would say is, remember, you can, you know, be curious about people rather than assume things, because most situations where we are assuming things about the other person's behavior. If I can revert to the person in the queue, you might just think, oh, they're, you know, here they are, they're disregarding COVID and coming up very close to me. But actually, maybe they're not. Maybe they're just lost in thought. Maybe they're worried about their mother. Maybe they're worried about something. Maybe they're just lost in thought and forgetful, because we're all kind of overloaded with what we have to think about. Put the mask up, put it down, step away, step back, wash your hands, all of these things. So there is a little bit of mental overload going on, adjusting for all of us. And I would just say to people, think about that they may be carrying a load. Therefore, just be curious and say, sorry, you know, perhaps you didn't notice, but there's, you know, a little bit, not as much space between us as I would like. I think that's a good way. Yeah. So be curious that they might be making the mistake. And the other trick really is to avoid conflict and insult, is to self-disclose, to say something about yourself. I'm nervous about COVID. I realize we may not be, you know, of the same view, but I am nervous of COVID, so I'm asking you to stand back. I think that's better.
Two final questions. One from a listener. Claire says, we're invited to a wedding in December. We're not comfortable being in a room with more than 100 people, possibly 200, and they won't be wearing masks. We can't say no when all of our friends are going.
Well, I think we've all had to make, I mean, I suppose I would say two things. If you've invited and you've checked out the information, you have to make that choice. There are things that people are very gently stepping back from, household visits and whatever, instead of a wedding. I mean, yes, you can say no. It's not reasonable to say you cannot say no. You have to make these individual choices. And I think we can see now that, unfortunately, parents are going to be put in that position of making a lot of individual choices, which in a way I think is right, that we have to just think it through for ourselves, sort of pushes it more on ourselves to just think it out and decide, are you boosted? Are you not? What's the level of risk for me as opposed to somebody who's had the Johnson & Johnson and are 3 months,
and
you know,
the final question, maybe more typical than a wedding, would be grandparents, granddad, grandma, both boosted perhaps, and the kids are under 9, not wearing masks in school, not vaccinated, and there's a Christmas visit always planned. What to do if granny and granddad are worried but afraid to offend their children and their grandchildren by saying, don't come? Or perhaps they'll say, well, we're boosted, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And either of those situations are possible. But the thing is, for the grandparents, I think they have to also feel free to say, let's just be a wee bit careful, even though we're boosted. You know, let's just, because all of those other measures of masks and washing hands all work. So let's remind ourselves of those. I have noticed people kind of reverting better to that and just saying, let's just sort of batten down the hatches a tiny bit. And if everybody does a little bit, we get this overall effect. And I think it's just reinstating that a little bit in the household and saying, look, we're all doing well, we're all boosted, we're feeling good. But so we can all enjoy it, let's take those extra little measures. But these are the awkward, difficult situations that are going on for everybody in their home at the moment. And all I'm saying is, be curious about why people are doing things rather than criticizing, because it doesn't get us anywhere in changing people's minds. And it also breaks relationships. And we want those relationships for the future.
Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. Clinical psychotherapist Stephanie Regan.